What are you listening to?
Another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Welcome back to episode 2 to everybody except Nathan Cleary.
Ooh.
If you know, you know. Catch up from last week. Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I said hi. We've said we've been here for about half an hour looking for a mic jack.
Yeah, we usually try and get here early to get really. I'm like, okay, guys, in and out, an hour. It takes us an hour to set up.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we stopped catching up pre-potty though, so then at least we have something to talk about.
That yeah, literally happened.
Really struggle.
Matthew went to ask me a question and he's like, I'll save it for the potty. It's like we can't speak about anything because we've got to save it for the potty.
Well, Turner, we actually wanted to ask how you were going because you are the busiest person in Sydney. So if everyone wants to go at us for being inconsistent, Maddie Turner.
At Sam Wallace.
Maddie Turner is the busiest person in the world right now.
Only a little bit busy and only this week. It's fine. It's fine. No, I got to go to Orange for a little Swifts trip there, and it was really cool to go out to the regions. And turns out they're big potty fans out there.
Really? Shout out to Marty Aplin.
Yep. They're really promoting the podcast.
And Marley.
Yeah. They really promote the podcast out there. So
we're big in the regional areas.
But there's an issue.
Why?
Because they had made merch, t-shirts.
Oh yes.
And we've now changed the logo.
Rebrand.
Oh, how funny.
And we also ran into the Leanne Kaminsky, who made us our famous stubby holders.
Yes.
And we saw her in the Sunshine Coast, and she also said she's going to have to make us some new ones. And I said, well, that's not a problem because now we just get some extras.
Does anyone not like the new rebrand?
No, everyone loves it, Maddie. They would.
Yeah, feedback was good.
We'll keep it going.
Well, feedback about the logo. Yes. I don't know about the episode.
Well, the feedback, the inconsistency, and that's why we had to start. We've been like, the reason this is late is because it's all Maddie Turner's fault because she went to Orange. But Sam Wallace says to me the other day, oh, I like the podcast, but I've got some feedback. And she was being really, really serious. She's like, you need to be more consistent. And I was like, I know. And I actually
we're one episode in,
I got so defensive. And I was like, well, we just can't find a time to get us all in the same building. Media Maddie works full time. Maddie is a bloody entrepreneur out there in the regions just doing
so
stuff.
So much going on.
And I enjoy spending time on my couch. So it's hard to get everyone in the same building at the same time.
Well, rough to get the consistency comment from one episode.
I know. I think that was more feedback from previous seasons.
It's all right. Carly said that it wasn't a bad one back, so that was good.
That's good.
Backhanded? I don't know.
Yeah, when Carly says it wasn't bad, that's a real compliment.
I got a phone call from Palmy yesterday, and she was pissing herself as soon as I answered. And she's like, this podcast is so funny. We're enjoying it. I'm like, oh, God, who's we? She's like, me and Lozzie Moore. And we just wanted to, she wanted to let us know that she loved it. But she also said, which I find really funny because you have said you've got this comment before, is Maddie proud in 2x speed?
Okay, so for context, we were playing the video that Media Maddie had put together of me telling the story of Helen stitching us up with Peter Rank, and it was Sarah Clow. I was playing it
in the changes,
and she goes, oh, is that in, 1.5 speed? But like, even I didn't
know. Even I questioned it.
We all were like, oh, it must be. And then I even texted Media Maddie to be like, oh, did you speed it up?
No, girl.
To be honest, I was like, oh, smart. Way to move the story along.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh,
back to the Palmy and Loz thing. I'm really enjoying their rat story, so keep that going as well.
Oh, yeah. I asked. I said, like, do you have any content? Because we're always a little bit fishing for something to talk about.
And then we end up speaking for 3 hours.
Yeah, and like, the only thing we have is this goddamn rat. And I'm like, okay, well, keep me updated with
that. Can you give those that don't? I've only seen bits of it, but what
they've got
it?
A rat in the house.
It's a rat.
It's a rat, and they can't get rid of it.
I like their like ways to try and trap it, though.
Yeah, I saw one that was really strange with like toilet rolls.
Yes. Yeah, they're trying to be humane about it. And I tried to ask Chris about it, and he was like, "It's not for me. That's for them." So
Matt is currently trapping that rat. With
they're wasting a lot of peanut butter. Is my feedback.
Oh, is that what's on it?
Oh, it looks like
I hope it's organic.
Guys, please send us your tips for trapping rats.
I must admit, though, that Helen story and like that has been very popular.
Oh,
I was on a Diamond Zoom the other night, and Kira Austin were in a breakout room. We're meant to be talking about really important stuff, and she goes,
way to expose yourself.
I know. Thanks, Kira. And she goes, this is a real test as to who listens, because I don't think Kira actually listens to the podcast. I think she goes, I just kept seeing this video getting shared and shared and shared, going round and round and round. So, and I was like, you know what? I've just got to listen to it. And she goes, oh my God, funniest story ever. So we've had some great feedback.
We're waiting on Helen.
Well, we're hoping maybe that, throughout this episode, Helen Housby's not the most punctual person. I may have reminded her yesterday, reminded her today at training, reminded her an hour ago, and reminded her about 6 minutes ago to send through her side of the event. So you may or may not get that story
From her side?
From her side. But we'll see. We'll soon find out if my phone loads her messages.
Can I also throw it out there? I would love to have Sam back.
Yes.
As well.
The comeback story.
She's busy getting married.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, she's busy.
We should have a post-wedding.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, she'll be Mrs.
She'll be a married woman.
Yeah.
Is she keeping wallets, do we think?
Wallace Joseph?
I think this could be a exclusive.
A Waljo?
I think there could be a surprise. To be fair, I'm actually just saying that I don't think she even knows. I think there was a toss-up between going, Wallace Joseph or just keeping Wallace.
Okay.
And I think maybe he thinks that she's just going to go Wallace, but she's maybe thinking, oh, maybe I will. But, and again, this is not really...
Keep us on our toes.
Keep us on our toes. So who knows?
If I put you on the spot right now, if you got married tomorrow, are we losing Maddie Proud?
So my mum was a trailblazer.
Sorry, there's not a straight answer. Never. There's a 10-minute story.
Never. Strap yourself in. My mum was a trailblazer and is still Jenny Brinkworth.
Yes.
I think she has grown to semi-regret it partly. Mum, if you're listening, well, you will be listening. You can
you better be listening.
The only thing that she regrets about it is like now obviously with like having kids, she wishes she had the same name as us. But I love it because she can't comment. I think I've talked about this before. People don't know who she is when she comments on Swift stuff. I don't think I could do a hyphenated name.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
So she's changing it.
And I think I would. But I think I'd maybe keep it for netball.
Yeah.
I probably won't be married until I finish my temple anyway. I know I was always someone that said I would keep my name, but I've started to maybe.
How are you going to market Grace on the Court if you're going to change who the author is by?
No, that's like my J.K. Rowling moment. Maddie Proud is the author. I think I'd be one of those people that like says like, you know, maybe changes their name on some things. Or maybe, like, even people say it's really hard to change your name. Like I know a lot of people that kind of like said they would, but then only half did. Like, wait, what about you guys?
Well, I'm not in a position. The other day, Mum went to a Bollywood party and she told me the next day that she's arranged multiple marriages for me. So I might have a choice.
Apparently, Indian weddings are funner, so I'd be keen. I'd be up for it.
It was just some friend at her school was hosting like a fundraiser for I think a charity back in India.
Yeah. And she married you off.
I think she's married me off to about 5 different people. Yeah, so I may not be able to. Decide for myself.
But sorry, are you saying, go back to the original question, that you wouldn't though?
I think I would.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, also my name has a lot of negative connotations in the Sydney landscape.
So you want it gone?
That is so fair.
Yeah.
I think it would always depend on your partner's name as well. Like, I think if they've got a bad last name, but.
Like, yeah. Malat.
Putin.
Trump. Maddie Trump.
I was trying to think of like another criminal and Ivan came to my head.
Good old Ivan. Turner, would you?
I feel like I haven't really thought about it, but I don't think I'm like attached.
Yeah. Neither.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well.
Do we have some feedback from our parents, speaking of?
Our mum loved it. Like she was on it the next morning.
Mum said she listened. She's like, you know how I feel about chit chat. I was like, it's awesome.
So we're still not getting it right.
Look. I feel like she uses it to catch up because if we haven't like had time for a phone convo during the week, she can find out through here.
That's so true. I'm trying to find my mum's message, but pretty much she told me that her flight was delayed and she's like, thank God Mad Chatter's back. But then she was mainly saying, thank God for Maddie Turner for keeping the time because otherwise the Taylor Swift chat could have kept going.
Welcome, Jen.
All right, gang. So should we take a little break and then we'll get back into some fun things?
Sure.
Bing bong. Now, we're aware that ins and outs are something that you do at the beginning of the year, but in classic form.
Why? Only at the beginning of the year?
We can be different.
We're going to go through some ins and outs in March because that's who we are as people.
March Madness.
That's what this podcast is.
It is March Madness. Well done, Turner.
I wanted to start with you, Prattie, because yours is kind of a bit topical.
Yes. Well, I was saying, can we do ins that I want to be out? I was like, I was trying to really trick the system because I was like, I felt there's a lot of things that are in at the moment that I don't like and I want them to be out. But anyway, we'll get to that. But one thing that I'm like, is this out? And I've also been choosing kind of to purposely not get myself involved in this story. And so I actually want someone to give me the rundown.
Okay.
But is the royal family out?
Well, Kate is.
So this is what I say. I keep seeing things about like, is she, like I saw the doctored photo. Doctored?
Yeah.
Doctored? Editing fail.
Yeah.
But I didn't, because this was what led me to it, is that I saw something on Twitter and it was like someone being like, anytime I hear someone saying Kate M is missing, I just think of Kate Maloney. And I was like, me too. I just thought, where's Kate M? I'm like, where's Maloney?
Oh, so, victims are missing an absolute trick if they don't jump on that right
you're
now.
You're welcome. So no, what can you actually give me what's going on?
To be fair, I kind of missed the origin of it, but now I'm like up with the memes. She hasn't been seen since about September.
Oh, wow.
She had abdominal surgery, but now people are just saying like she's literally just MIA.
God.
There you go. Yeah. Abdominal surgery in January. 16. I thought it was earlier for that, but I don't think she's been seen in public since September.
Yeah, and there've been only like a public thing since Christmas.
Long time.
Like a thing
online.
And then we've got the doctored photos, and then we think that like people are, I say we, oh God, I'm one of us.
We the media.
they've taken photos of like the back of her head in a car, but people think it's like a double. And then there's these whole rumors coming out that now that they think that Prince William has cheated on her.
That's what,
and
yeah,
she's
the
had
new
a
Camilla
kid
or whatever.
Yeah, so oh, and she looks God kind of like Kate too, so we think maybe that was again why we
that's who was
I think it. Maybe that was revealed, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just here for the memes, like why is Kate missing. I love the whole, oh, she's on Masked Singer. She's on I'm a Celebrity. My favorite is like she's got
comes out on the Masked Singer. I will eat my hat.
My favorite is like she's got bangs and she hated them, she wants them to grow out. She got a BBL. Like, there's so many funny. All right, this is Kate from Wish, Rose Hanbury, Sarah Rose
Kate
Hanbury.
Kate from Wish, the sorry Bali version of Kate.
Yeah, so this is the lady that they think has had an affair and potential child, like, in January.
God. I guess this just brings me back to, like, why this I think hurts. The royal family is out. Because I'm like, why do we still care so much? Like, I think I remember us talking about this in another podcast, something to do with.
Should we be a monarchy?
Like, yeah, should there even be? Like, and it's like, they obviously are not very royal if they're doing silly stuff. There's obviously everything that happened with Harry and Meghan. I just, like, why do we still care so much about the royals?
Should we opt out, Turner?
I've got no idea. I do not follow the royals, so I'm like.
No, but, like, should we opt out of the monarchy? Commonwealth?
Okay, let's go back to talking about the gossip.
No, go ahead.
I've got no idea.
I don't care.
It doesn't impact me, I guess.
It's an interesting topic,
you
though
can decide.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm deciding.
But again, without knowing enough about it, I just don't really see what their purpose is. Like, I get that they have a sort of purpose.
That
but
was
it's like,
my answer, but she just made it sound better.
It made it sound like, oh, I can. Yeah. Do they have a purpose anymore?
Yeah. Look, that's going to break my heart if that's true, because I don't mind Willie.
Yeah.
And Kate.
She kind of looks like someone.
Oh, and Kate. I told you, Kate from Wish. All right. Matthew, you're out.
Just to go really literal, I'm going to go, summer is out.
Thanks so much for your contribution. I'm so glad you talked this week.
I love it.
My pleasure.
Good. Oh, I forgot to mention, Palmy said to me last night, she goes, was that Matt as in your Matt on the pod? I'm like, yeah. She goes, he usually never stops talking. Why was
it your Matt? You don't own me.
Yeah.
You don't own me. She meant my friend rather than
no, but so it's my, like we with the royals and now my
stop
Matt.
Stop owning us.
God, I'm so tired. Yeah, summer's out, but it's hot as balls.
So hot. It's absolutely awful. Hate it. Just jump on that. In conspiracy theories, I'm loving all the keeping up with. They think Kate's out of it. You said bangs as well.
Yeah, BBL.
So monarchy out, conspiracy theories.
I like it. I like that a lot. Maybe they're around that.
Conspiracy theorists should be the new monarchy. Monarchy? Anarchy? How do I say anarchy? It's a Hamilton reference.
Oh my God, it is.
Anarchy? How do I say
God, anarchy? I am tired. I'm not picking up.
Okay, so.
All right.
That's a flop.
Turner, give me an out.
Oh, an out.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an in.
All right. Yep, she'll go.
No, she's just really going against anything that you say today.
So yeah, go an in.
Oh, it could be an
Turner's
out.
Turner's rebellious.
So we've got like a house Snapchat group, easy to keep in contact, rah, rah, rah. Mm-hmm. Someone slid in. To the house group who no longer lives there.
Oh, Maddie, proud.
Pick me.
She wants me.
She didn't want to be left out, so now she's full on in. It's not like we don't have another one. Like, it's her or nothing. So she just gets it all.
I know, and I feel bad now when you guys are, like, talking about, like, who's going to be home and did someone leave the front? I'm like, oh, are they going to now make another Snapchat group so I'm not
no,
in it?
You just have to go through everything that we're going through.
I didn't really ask for it. There were just a few things that came up in conversation. I've been like, oh, yeah, there's things that I think I tell you, but I don't because I send it in the house
right
Snapchat. Okay. And so I must admit it wasn't me begging. They were like, oh, maybe we should add Maddie to the Snapchat.
She just,
and then
just
Daniel,
so
got,
you're a literal
Daniel got really jealous. He was like, oh, like, do you still want to be living with the girls?
Now she gets like, the best of both.
Like, yeah, absolutely
yes, I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
So you're literally in.
I'm in.
Yeah,
so Maddie Proud is in. Yeah. In times
That's
two
a great
speed.
One. Well, I'm going to start with an out because I thought about it last night. This is big for Maddie Turner, and I don't want to admit it to you, but I relapsed.
Oh, not the nasal spray.
The nasal spray. So
I relapsed.
Turner and I went for a walk. Or Brecky, I can't remember what we did last year. It would have been like last time, you know, Kate Middleton was seen. And we were talking and I was like, oh, I've got to go via Chemist Warehouse because I got to get my Sudafed nasal spray. And we were talking about it and she's like, what? As if I just said, oh, yeah, I got to go pick up some cocaine. Like,
okay, she's wow.
Like, she was like, Mayo. You can't. It's so addictive. You're not meant to have that because it's a specific – there's a saline nasal spray, which I think is fine. Mm. Go for your life. And there's another one. And the Sudafed is the only one. As someone who gets sick every second week, the Sudafed was the only one that was clearing my nostrils and I just love to breathe
again. It's not salt water. It's actually got stuff in
it. And it's like, don't use more than 3 to 5 days.
That's one that Helen uses before every game. See. Yeah. Helen, you didn't reply to my messages, so we're exposing you.
I have other people that I know use it on the reg.
Yeah. Yeah, we went into that. But you can use it like every now and then.
Yeah, medicinally.
She's like, you should only use it 3 to 5 days. And I'm like, girl, I'm on like 3 months of this. And then, so I was like, okay, I have to go cold turkey. Turner scared me. And then I stopped. And then it was like a week or so later, I'm like, Turner, I need it for a night. And she's like, yeah, okay, I'll give it for you.
I had to allow her.
She's the timekeeper and the medicine keeper.
Yeah. And so I thought of it again last night because I was going to sleep and I was like, oh my God, I can't, why am I so stuffy? And I was like, the Sudafed was calling me.
Okay, this is funny that you say that because I had never known this was a thing. Like, I'd obviously seen Helen take it before the games and, like, if I've ever run your nose, I was never really a nasal spray kind of person anyway. Like, I'd use other things.
Yeah.
But I, this is probably like maybe 6 months
what
ago.
Were you using?
I nasal douche.
Sorry.
I was using a tissue or some Vicks. Vicks up the nose, Vicks on the chest, Vicks on the feet.
I do that too.
But anyway, this all this like rave had been going around about this nasal spray. Like, yeah. You know, the cool kids were talking about this nasal spray. So I tried it and I used it. And then I was like, in my head, again, like I would have just used it for 1 or 2 days. But I was like, these guys said it was addictive. And so then every night I'm going to bed and I was like, now my nose is blocked and I'm
addictive so isn't the right word.
It became a placebo and I started using it for like 2 weeks straight.
The Sudafed one?
Yes.
This is not sponsored, but it should be. It's real. It does something. But now my nose feels definitely funny today.
And this is correct. So Matthew just looked up frequent use of oxymetal, whatever it is, can cause worsening of nasal congestion.
After yeah, said, it makes it worse.
Because that's what happened. I was like, I've never breathed this poorly in my life.
Yeah.
It makes your vasodilation. Oh, no.
But it dilation. Lets me breathe, which is what I need when I'm blocked.
I get that, but that's moderation is key.
Okay, well, I've stopped. It was one time.
It was one time.
It was one night, and I regret it, and I've admitted it.
Just to jump in here, this is why I tell you, not that you are in any way addicted to any drugs, why you should never be going on drugs, because you can't, you wouldn't be able to get
this.
Off them.
Yeah, we know this.
Guys, does anybody else feel like when Matthew's voice comes in, it's like it's God that's talking? It's like, God, hello, is that
it's
you?
Like,
it's like so soothing and deep.
Yeah, it's like Richard Mercer love song dedications on Smooth 95.3.
I want you on my sleep story.
Nothing.
All right. Okay, Maddie Turner, what did you just give us? Did you give us an in or an out just now?
You're looking at Maddie Proud, but you're calling her Maddie Turner. But yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Turner. Yeah.
No, she looked, so for everyone,
well, I was trying to get back to the return
of
the circle.
She was looking at Maddie Proud saying Maddie Turner.
Wait, have you done one?
Yeah, I did nasal sprays.
You go, Turner. You got another one.
Yeah, go, Turner.
I've got like a question mark one.
Okay.
And I feel like you have strong opinions to this, Maddie Proud.
The eye roll for me.
Ooh.
But I feel like you could get around it.
Okay.
Many media. audiobooks.
I did one.
Yes?
You recorded an audiobook.
Yes. I did the Matthew Perry one. But so you that told me to do it?
Yeah. Is that like not good?
Okay. I've broken it down.
Audiobooks.
In my opinion, I am okay with audiobooks in the sense of using them like a podcast in that I like listening to nonfiction.
Yes. Like
so
yes.
As in like I did the Matthew Perry one as well. I just
Britney Spears one's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, like I don't think I would sit down. I don't think I would stand up and listen to like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, or like any of those, you know.
So you don't feel
like
cheated as an author?
I no. So I feel okay about it.
You should do one.
Well, yeah, I know. I should do one. Because I get the why people like it. But, yeah, I've decided that, yes, I can listen to them if it's, yeah, in a similar purpose to a podcast. And also it's good for, like, flying and that. Like, if you kind of want to close your eyes. Like, I get very sleepy on planes, so it's, like, good to listen to.
Have you done any?
I did the Matthew Perry one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one I've done.
I think Turner told me and I did in a week. I'm like, I'm finished.
And then I was like, oh, I'm halfway.
Yeah, I think I still haven't finished it. And I think so I told depressing. You to as well. We didn't get very far.
It was good, but it was really depressing.
So, no, I get that people – yeah, I still don't – I would love to know the, like, learning factors of it. So, like, this is me going a bit nerdy for a second, but when I did my master's in creative writing, like, we even discussed, like, we did a bit of research on the difference of, like, a physical book compared to an e-book, and it's, like, apparently there's research that shows that the physical turning of a page and, like, physically holding a book and, like, the sensory fact of, like, it actually makes you absorb the information more compared to reading an e-book. I'd love to know what the research is around – if you're listening, like, because you know they say, like, you know, by reading you become more articulate, you become better educated. Are you getting the same benefits from listening?
Oh, for me, it's listening 100%.
So here it's saying readers of print books absorb and remember more of the plot than readers of e-books do, according to a study. Yeah, so I'm right.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I don't know. Yeah, we don't know about the audio though. But yeah, I mean, I just think as long as it's getting people reading, Mads.
Okay. So who else have you done? You've done Brittany and Matthew.
Yeah.
Actually, could I go out that's in line with books just because I just thought of it and it relates to media, Maddie? It's kind of in, but we think it should be out. Is Harry Styles fan fiction being made into movies?
Out! 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 Out!
Have you seen this?
No. Oh, my God. Again,
there's a movie called The Idea of You.
Oh, my God.
And it's got Anne Hathaway and the guy from Purple Hearts. You know that one about...
He's in, like, every second Netflix.
And Red, White, and Royal Blue.
And Red, White, and Royal Blue, yes, correct. And anyway, it's based on... So you know how Fifty Shades of Grey was based on Harry Styles fanf?
No.
Was based... No, Fifty Shades of Grey is Twilight fan fiction, apparently, originally.
Is it?
Yeah, but... this after movie was Harry Styles fan fiction. Anyway, this is Harry Styles fan fiction. It's about this mum taking her daughter to Coachella and seeing this, like, boy band August Moon play live, and then the lead singer, who's meant to be Harry Styles, falls in love with the mum, and it's like a 20-year age gap or something like that.
Oh, it's something like significant.
Yeah, 40-year-old single mum with a 24-year-old Hayes Campbell.
They could have changed the starting letter.
Oh, but the thing that is, like, grinding everyone gears as well, then they're like, leave Harry alone, because it's like they've done promo shoots as, like, in the band, the 5-piece band, and it's everyone's like, are you mentally sane, or can you identify exactly where this picture has been ripped off from?
Funny.
They've made him look like Harry, sound like Harry. There's even shots that are taken from the documentary This Is Us, and they've tried to replicate it in the movie, and it's like, you will never be him.
But are you going to watch it?
110% yes.
Oh, I hate watch it, but it's so awful.
You're still watching
I feel, as I said to Proudy, I was like, I feel secondhand embarrassment. Like, I feel bad for
it. The bit that I don't understand is, like, Anne Hathaway has won Oscars.
Yeah, what is she doing?
Is this, like, does she believe in the project? Does she resonate with the project, or is she?
Maybe she thinks it's funny.
Well, yeah,
but it's not. It's meant to be like a teenage rom. Yeah, look at that.
Do we know much about the music? Like, is it written? Like, have they written new music?
Yeah,
for it and
stuff? they've recorded like an album or something.
Sounds like Grace and the Court Friday at 5.
Oh, God, who's giving the lyrics? Honestly,
so yeah, it's just a bit much, and I hate it.
Celine.
There was this really funny comment on TikTok that was
saying,
like,
it's about Olivia Wilde. Yeah,
they were like, if I had a dollar for every time a Harry Styles fanfic was made into a movie, I've had $2. Doesn't look like a lot, but it sure is weird. Like, yup.
It's so I love you, Dad.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's...
Sorry, I just said Jesus. No. I don't know why. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Is that like when you swear and you say sorry to Jesus?
I've just been outed.
Talk about outs. That was a good one.
All right, someone tell me. Explain.
You can explain it.
I don't know how it came up. But
you actually added yourself a lot on the weekend.
I know, I was in a mood. I started by saying I used to, and I said I probably still do to a degree.
We just did then.
If I swear in my head, even I will say sorry to God. sorry to Matthew.
It's giving Catholic guilt.
Yes. Like when you're a kid and you, like, swear in your head and you'd be like, oh, God, like, okay, sorry. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry.
Oh, my God. You freak.
I know. Thanks, Mum.
Sorry, I really love you. That was a great out. I'm really happy about that.
That's a really good out.
Oh, that's appreciate so funny. You. That's why I don't come with a list.
Apologizing to Jesus. How does Jesus forgive you? Christians believe that God's forgiveness can only come when they repent their sins. There you go. I repent my sins.
I'm going to move on from the religion.
I think I'm on a very strong pathway to getting cancelled after this episode. Yeah, probably.
You've got a good list over here, Proudy.
Yeah, give us something else.
Well, this was one of my ins that I think should be out. We've discussed this today at training. It's like the current fashion, like low-waisted jeans and like long denim shorts and that. Like
shorts.
Oh, like I'm just like – but I also am like, am I just not supposed to like it because this is maybe me realizing that I'm now old and like that's not the way I should be dressing anyway?
No, because I don't get it as well. And shout out to Bestie Georgia Knight. You'll love this. She's got her jorts and she swears by them. But I just don't get it. I've never seen her in them.
Sophie Fawn did say today, she's like, it's about how you style them. I was like, whoa.
To be fair, if you're taller, yeah. I think you can like pull them off and I'm like, actually, yeah, they're cool. But like the idea of them on me. It's a no.
And I'm just like, I love a high-waisted jean. Yeah. Like, I just think high-waisted 100%. Jeans are so comfy. Like, I remember when they first came into fashion, when they came back, I was like, this just has got to be here to stay.
I can't tell you the last time
and
I...
And tight jeans? Like, no.
Didn't wear a high-waisted pair of something. Unless it was like a uniform.
Even like pants that are meant to be low-rise, I pull up. Like, we're all sitting here right now with shorts pulled over our belly buttons. I'm like, I could just not have a belly button and people wouldn't know.
What else is coming back right ones. Now?
But it's the low rise and it's like, it's very much all that 90s fashion, which like part of it's okay. But I'm like, I also feel like it's getting less, it's like wearing, it's as if they're like, I'm wearing baggy shorts. So it means I don't have to wear a top.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
So it's like, I'm wearing pants on my hips and they're really long, but that means that you'd think, okay, the gap now between, you know, if you're wearing high waisted, your gap that you show on your midriff
is shorter,
less. Whereas now it's like, I'm just wearing a bra with long baggy shorts.
Sorry, I took a picture of the jeans on the screen. I was not listening.
Maddie's starting online shopping already. Actually, I've got another one. It's something I did not know existed. And I just like, I can't believe I've been living my life without it.
I know this one.
Maddie showed me the day that you take a photo of something and it can Google where the photo came from.
Yeah, but I think I knew that. But doesn't it depend on the photo?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
If you like screenshot and you're like, oh, I wonder if another store has it. You can post that photo, it will come up with other
You
stores.
Put it in Google and it will find, right.
Well, like, for example, we were at Trivia and we were cheating. So Maddie took a photo of the picture and it Googled
Don't help me like that.
Guys, we still came third to last.
Out,
that's fine.
Cheating in Trivia. What were you cheating on? What was the question?
We came seventh still.
Oh, it was what, like, a sports person was from and it was, like, a topic that we thought we should do well in and then it was more, like, for our own, like, sanity. We're like, oh, it's annoying us. And then we're like, oh, we'll still put the answer down because we're not going to win anyway.
I didn't think I've ever not gone to Trivia and cheat.
Yeah.
I will cheat every time. It would be on, like, one or two questions, but I'm like, oh, whatever.
Do you say sorry to God about that? She's really picky.
I do have, like, very strong morals in that sense. Like, I remember one time leaving Kmart and I'd gone to print out photos and buy a frame and I printed out the photos and you need to go sit there and wait for the photos and wait. And then I walked out and I got like literally to my car and I realized that I still had the frame and I hadn't paid for it. So I went back and paid for it. I think I'm getting worse with old age though, because I don't think I'd do that now.
That's too many steps.
Way too many steps.
Sometimes I think my brain's exhausting.
Oh my God, no. We had this conversation the other day. Again, that I didn't realize that, like, we're like talking about when you go to sleep and like what people think about.
I can post.
And
a video.
I was like, I think like so. My way of getting to sleep is that I'll go through the alphabet and I'll pick like a topic, and it will be like, all right, countries of the world, and I'll go through the alphabet. Matthew's losing it. But again, this is something I thought was really normal. And then like Sarah and like I think it was Helen and stuff were saying like I just think about nothing. And then Helen was talking about this trick where she's like being told that you've got to picture like a suitcase something and everything, every thought going into that suitcase, and then that suitcase leaves or whatever. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean that people don't think about things when they go to sleep?
And then you have Sophie Fawns that thinks about everything and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
And has, like, noises, like, playing in her
brain.
That's
why I do the list, is to stop me from thinking about everything else.
That's what my grandma told me to do when I can't sleep. You write down things. I can show you my notes.
But see, and you know how people tell you not to keep your mind busy, but I actually find that by doing those exercises, it makes me tired. Like, it makes my brain, like, fatigued, so then I go to sleep. Oh, God, Maddie's got some... Okay, I am not the writer of this book. Okay, we've got to put that on the podcast, the actual like Instagram.
It's like a couple years old. It's like
that's a lot of sleep notes. Do you read back over it?
No, I just like, oh, we're going to be like, oh, podcast work.
But
life,
I do get
blah,
like
blah.
My mum also always said that in terms of, like, if you can't get to sleep because you're worrying about something, you should just wake up and write it down so that you're not stressing about it because you've written
that's
it down.
Usually if I'm stressed too. About something.
Whereas mine's more just like, if I can't feel like I'm getting to sleep, I'll go like, all right, tonight's going to be girls' names. Okay, A, Abby, B,
Bethany. You are.
Do you play categories?
I play categories by myself. Okay, I didn't realize how not normal that was. But if anyone's listening and that you do that.
I don't think it's a bad thing, but I don't do that.
And then I sleep quite well.
No, I'm in Sophie Fawns' camp, which concerns me.
That is concerning.
I have an inn, which to be fair, though, they've always been in for me.
Ooh.
The Irish.
Oh. Maddie and I went to Ireland, not last year, the year before, just because I love Irish people.
But they're really having, like, a resurgence.
Cillian?
Oh, don't you dare. Cillian Murphy.
I love him in Peaky Blinders.
Love Cillian Murphy. Cillian, Adam Scott, Paul Mescal, Niall. There's just that Barry guy, Keogh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Barry O'Connor because he's definitely...
Oh, yeah, Barry O'Connor from Saltburn. He's going out with Freddie Carpenter. The game right now.
You are right. For a small country... The Irish hold their own.
But they're also producing some good.
Shane DeBarra from the Swifts.
Oh, shout out Shane.
Shout out to Shane and his twin brother, Seamus. Shane and Seamus.
They're always in for me, but they really are killing the movie game right now.
Are you a Peaky Blinders fan?
Love Peaky Blinders. Love Cillian. Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Have you seen Great Oppenheimer?
Movie. Yes.
Yeah, I loved all the Oppen Barbie stuff at the Oscars. Did you guys get around the Oscars?
Yeah, because it was a slow work day, so we've had it on all day.
Matthew's got two thumbs up.
I just watched Poor Things.
Oh, yeah. Review, you were saying before?
Like, artsy, weird, definitely Oscar-y, Amazon amazing. Like, would recommend, would watch it again because it's like more like a one watch kind of vibe.
Yeah, right. Mm. Have you seen Poor Things?
No, Maddie told me about it before we came here and I watched the trailer and I was like, yeah, I get what she's saying.
It was like black and white for the first 25 minutes and I Googled, I was like, is it meant
to be black? Is my TV broken?
Pretty much.
Emma Stone's probably my favourite actress. Like, I do love Emma Stone. So I think I would watch it purely for
What's your favourite Emma Stone movie?
La La Land. No, kidding. Easy A. No, Crazy Stupid Love.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah. It's probably my favourite.
Easy A is iconic, but Crazy Stupid Love is.
Any friend of our lives is a friend of our daughters.
What do we love from Crazy Stupid Love?
David Lynn Hogan cuckolded me. He made a cuckold of me. Oh, it's a great movie.
Oh, God.
See, I always thought Ryan Gosling was overrated until Crazy Stupid Love.
He's so good.
Oh, he's a man.
Do you know he's lost every single thing he's ever been nominated for?
Really?
Yeah, the other day it was like, congratulations to Ryan Gosling for a Golden Globe, SAG, BAFTA, Oscar-nominated loser.
I didn't realise he could actually sing. Like, I know that
he is so talented.
He's amazing.
I really enjoy Ryan Gosling.
He's amazing.
Did you guys see Barbie and what did you think?
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
Because I
missed.
Yeah, because I'm one of those people, I like to see it in the movies. Like, when it's a big movie, I like to see it in the cinemas. Did you guys go to the movies to see it, Tanner?
I went with Mom and Dad.
Yeah, see, I think that was the problem. The people that I would usually go and see it with.
You weren't.
I couldn't. Yeah. And then I think I went to watch it on the plane. Mm. And I was like, the plane just didn't do it justice. And I literally watched the first, 30 seconds. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I want to give you homework because I would love to know your opinion. I want to know, Turner's. What did you think?
Like, again, great to watch. I don't know. I was such a Barbie girl. So I was like, oh my God, I used to have that one. I used to have that dream house.
Oh, that's cute.
So I feel like I was really in my element for that.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Mm.
I there were definitely some scenes that went a little bit too long, like the big dance number and stuff. But I was like, there were so many scenes.
It was
clever. This is not a spoiler. It's been out for 10 years.
Yeah, obviously.
There's this scene where Barbie and Ken enter Venice Beach and it's just like the transition from fake universe into real world. Mm. And they she's getting wolf whistled and stuff by tradies and whatever. And she's very naive and confused about it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, the person I was with, I can't remember who it was, but we both looked at each other and we went, oh my God, it was too real. Wow. It was really hit home. We the instant automatic reaction in sync, we both went, oh my God, it was kind of sad.
I think I'd like it. I think and even all the stuff that I saw of the Oscars, I think it was America Ferrera speaking about Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig, just about, you know, what it's done for I guess society in a way of people didn't think that a female girly movie could have this sort of impact. I feel in that sense.
Should it have beat Oppenheimer? No, Oppenheimer rightfully so won for me, but I mean, I haven't seen the others, but I will watch the others.
You're always a ticket off the Oscar movies.
I didn't hear of half of them.
No.
And then I saw them on the day and I was like, oh, there was one that was based in Nazi Germany. And I was like, that's right on my alley.
I feel like that's the way I said to Maddie when she's I was what was Poor Things like? And I was was it Oscar-ish? Because the Oscars movies are always avant-garde. A bit strange.
Yeah. La La Land was awful.
But see, I liked La La Land. I think I just like La La Land because I like Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
I remember liking it after the movie, but no, not for you.
Oh, The Shape of Water, Matthew, is currently
good. Oh, that was weird. Remember that one? But that was also a weird one. Not
I like Octavia Spencer, but I haven't seen that.
I think that one too, but that was very much, you said, Oscar movie. And everyone's it wins awards, but it's just weird.
You know what I was thinking? Is a comedy ever won? And did Titanic win, Matthew? Look it up, please. We were watching Titanic last night.
Speaking of Titanic, we've got so many people in our team that we need to educate. Who was it originally?
Sophie Fawns. Can I just get... God, actually, she's out. She's out because...
Yes, Sophie Fawns is
she's out because she has not watched Titanic. She has not watched any Twilight or Harry Potter.
Or Grease.
Yeah. The list could go on.
I don't even know where you begin to, like, you got to watch at least one of them first, but I don't know what
But, like, Sophie's someone that stays up till 2 a.m. I'm like, that's the best time to watch movies.
Like, none of your classic, like...
Ali Smith hasn't seen many either.
That blows my mind.
But I feel like Sophie talks about movies.
Yeah, true. I feel like Sophie gives off movie energy.
Fake girly.
And Sophie, you're out. Well, like, Sophie's watched Hamilton. That goes for 3 hours.
Titanic's the same length as Hamilton. Oh, and you get young Leo. Wow.
Exactly. We get a beautiful she's out for me. Leo.
The Twilight thing blew my mind because I was rooming with her. And then New Moon happened to be on. I was like, oh, classic, put it on the background. She's like, oh, well, my first Twilight experience. I was like, what?
That is wild to me.
Yeah. And she's a reader. And she's a, like, fantasy reader. I was like, yeah.
You need to, actually, is that in fantasy books? Back in.
Back in.
Always
back
in. Back in my
fantasy. Have you read the Iron, oh, my God, I've just forgotten what it's called. Fourth Wing.
And Iron Flame.
Iron Flame.
I have not. I've never heard of it.
Oh. Why? That's what's got me back into fantasy. That's
I'll add it to the list.
Fourth Wing, it's so good. It's kind of like 50 Shades meets fantasy.
I'll take it off the list.
That's why. It's great.
What's the best fantasy novel you've ever read?
Hunger Games.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Same for you?
Yeah, that's definitely up there. I feel like I love the Divergent as
I'll say Divergent. I think Maze Runner was good. Just got lost because the movie wasn't as good. Yes. Whereas Hunger Games lived up to the hype in that sense.
Did you find all those ones just get progressively worse as the main character kind of probably got PTSD? Like in Hunger Games books, I felt like each book kind of got worse because it was...
I think...
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's why I liked Divergent in a way because it like kept, the story kept sort of changing. I can't really remember. I was Fourth obsessed. Fourth Wing was very good. Obsessed, yeah. Fourth Wing, yeah, hasn't given me the same obsession as the others have. But I
like Twilight for me when I first got them. I read like all the books in a week because I was like, oh my God, obsessed.
I've got one more question. Sorry, this is just a...
No, that's fine.
This is a question as well. Crocs.
Out. And I know you're wearing them, Maddie Turner, but get them out of my face.
They're pretty.
I'm really scared to say.
They are the most Maddie Turner Crocs I've ever seen.
I'm in the same page as you, Maddie Ibs. I'm very much out. And I remember when the Crocs first came in years and years and years ago, I was like, what is going on? I'm worried to say out because knowing me, I'm a late adopter to everything. And I like, I, you know.
She said with the Apple Watch.
I did the same with the Apple Watch.
I'm never going to get one.
Scrunchies, everything. Like I am such, even like drink bottles, like the Frank Greene sort of drink bottles. I'm like, and then about 6 months later, I'm like, oh, okay, now I'll just sneak in
under
the
radar. To be fair, I came late to the Berks Club.
True.
As but now I you can't get them off me. Yeah.
So that's why I think I might end up getting some more just for the practicality of like wearing down the beach and wearing to training and stuff like that.
They're more so the Birks don't get wrecked.
Yeah. I just hope they don't transition into more of like a everyday life sort of thing.
No. What's your, I'm just looking at the thing, they're called gibbets, aren't they? The little things that you attach. What's your gibbets you're going to put on your Crocs?
Some Harry Styles. A cricket bat, a netball.
A book.
Some Grace, maybe I'll get some Grace on the Court theme ones. Actually, Lily was talking the other day about that you can get like custom ones. She wanted to try and get some Swifts ones made.
Oh, that's cute.
So maybe we'll do that.
Are you going to add to your collection, Maddie Turner?
I've only just got these.
Yeah, what ones have you got?
She's got little flowers.
Beautiful. Guys, I've got another big in.
Oh, wait, sorry. This wasn't the last one. Go. No.
guys, Helen Housby is in. She has sent
a message. Okay, well, let's break from this and we'll come back and we'll listen to it and react in live time. Now, before we return to regular programming, we did just get a message from the Helen Housby. Gasp.
Shock.
In response to her prank she pulled on you, which we discussed in last week's potty. And if you don't know about it, well, go back and listen. I'm not catching you up. So we're just going to play it and we're going to react in real time.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Helen here. Proudy asked me to record my version of the Peter Rank story. Firstly, it was the best prank I think I've ever pulled off in my life. And secondly, obviously, I did it on Maddie Proud because she's just very fun to scare and she's very fun to prank and she's very fun to mess with because her reactions are always hilarious. So, it all started, we were at lunch as a team and she was going on about this rug that she's selling and she can't find a buyer and she's wondering how much to pay for, how much to sell it for. And she had to leave the lunch early. And as soon as she left, I said to the girls, wouldn't it be funny if I set up a profile and like asked to buy for the rug and then I showed up? And then literally that idea, it just snowballed. And I went home straight away and I created a profile. First off, I searched Google Images to find a guy. And yes, Manny Proud thought he was attractive. I kind of made him slightly attractive so that she would be interested. And so that she would find it like, oh my God, guys, this guy's kind of attractive. And obviously his name was Peter Rank, Prank. That was a no-brainer. It did take a while to set up because I had to, first off, create a Facebook profile, but obviously I needed a number that wasn't associated with someone else. So I think I got Barry's number, and then I had to get Barry to change his WhatsApp picture in case Maddie went onto WhatsApp, and it was a big thing. And I think I made him work at Woolies, maybe. He was married, and he went to some uni, and there was just all of this stuff. I was, for the full time I was setting it up, laughing hysterically to myself and sending Snapchats into the group. And then DM'd Maddie and said, yeah, I can do this amount of money this time. I can come pick it up. I was asking all of the right questions for a Facebook Marketplace person. I was asking for the address, and I was just doing all the things that you would do and saying, is cash okay? And just making it seem like I was a very real person. And we set up a meet and greet time, and Maddie was saying in front of everyone on the team, guys, I've got someone coming to get the rug. Like, they're going to pay this amount of money. Like, he's kind of attractive. And everyone was laughing, and she was like, oh, God, I must be, like, so funny today. And everyone knew that it was me.
It must be so.
And I kept getting Snapchats from people like, guys, like, she's so invested. Like, just keep going with it. Like, she really believes that this guy called Peter's coming. So anyway, I didn't have Monopoly, and I really wanted to show up with Monopoly money. So I went round to the girls' house, like Maddie Turner's, Sarah's house, and I picked up, I think it was $550 of Monopoly money so that I could hand Maddie something. Obviously, by this point, I'd printed out Peter Rank's face, and I was sticking it to my face. And, I got Sam Wallace to coordinate the recording because she lives just over the road from Proud. And first off, we weren't even sure which apartment we were going into, so we were sneaking around on the road, like sneaking underneath people's bushes and stuff, like which apartment we're going into, like careful, like her bedroom's on the bottom floor, like she can see. So we were like trying to be so incognito, snuck around for ages, like found her apartment, snuck up to the door, and then like I got the giggles, like I couldn't stop laughing, like I got the bad giggles, but I wanted it to be like kind of serious. So I like rang the thing, and I was just waiting there, like holding this Monopoly money under this mask. And like at one point, I think I questioned, like, what am I doing, like, with my life? Like, I'm a 28 year old woman at this point. Like, what's happening here? Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. But then Maddie's reaction and the jokes that we've had since made it all worth it, and I understand why I was doing that in my 28th year of being alive. But it couldn't have gone much better, to be honest. She had no idea. She was fully expecting to get this money and to put it on the bar tab, and it was brilliant. She was having her birthday party, I should explain. She was having her birthday party that weekend, and she was hoping to put the money on the tab for the bar. And, just the hilarity and the jokes. And I think he's actually hung up in the changing room at the minute. Peter Rank is next to Maddie's locker in our changing room. So, yeah, I think he's going to become an ongoing joke. I'm waiting for her to get me back. But, it really made me laugh. And the way that Maddie put it together, like the edits and stuff, had me dying laughing. So thank you for that. And, I'll see you for the next prank.
Oh, Helen, I love you, but I hate you.
Oh, I have one question. Odds on Peter Rank making it into like a broadcast on the back in like a in the sheds or something.
That's a great. We actually should do that, or we should get it like on our seat or something like that, as in like on our bench so that it can get in
somehow. Just like it every week, put him in, put him like the corner just or something working, of the broadcast,
like spot him.
Maybe that should be like, you know how like the young Waldo. You have the youngest player in the team has to like do something. That should be like Lily's job. Lily has to always bring Peter.
Like
rank.
I can see that at RAC Arena when you guys are in that massive change room and you put all your stuff
just
in the
Peter
middle.
Up in the, that was when Helen was singing the song with the, and like clapping along with the hair straightener.
Oh, Helen, I bow down.
My mouth actually hurts from laughing.
I know,
like,
my jaw is so sore.
I just, I don't even know how to get her back. Like, I just don't think my brain works.
You don't have to think
about
how
her brain works. I know. Anyway.
Because I think, funnily enough, I think you're on your own. I don't think anyone's going
to. I know. Unless anyone's listening and wants to give me any ideas.
That's so funny.
And it's
going
to have to be something that's very, like, yeah, Matthew's giving me a nod.
No, he wouldn't turn on Helen. Sorry, he wouldn't.
Pardon?
Time for our gains, obstructions and goals. Matthew, are you taking part in this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I'll start with Maddie Proud to give you a second, I think.
Woo!
Maddie Proud, what would you like to start with?
Let's start negative and then just keep going up.
Yep, sure, obstruction.
My obstruction might be, hopefully it's not yours as well, media, Maddie.
Oh, I'm going to say it's not.
But my obstruction.
Because I know what mine is, it's definitely
my obstruction is that we still haven't been able to get Niall Horan tickets.
Oh, that's such
And that was going to be something that I actually was going to talk about in
Internet.
It's like reselling websites and just not knowing who's legit. Like, because you had a few people come back to you, but you're like, I just don't know if
and
they're
stupidly
scamming us.
I asked Miss Peter Rank over here. I was like, do we think this is a scam?
I'm also Via No-No. Yeah. Like, I'm the person that used to buy tickets on Via Gogo and got scammed like 3 times. Yeah. So I'm definitely not the person to ask. So anyone listening that is legit selling Niall Horan tickets, let us know, because we really
We're
really
having major regrets.
Otherwise, we're just going to have to go and see August Moon in the movie with them.
Shivers. Yucky. Okay. Matthew, obstruction?
That's a little time, but anyway. So all this week, or not all this week, last couple of weeks, as Maddie and I have been watching television of an evening, sometimes we have to stop an episode midway because someone's getting a little sleepy.
Are you Nana?
That's me.
We're watching a TV show and it's gotten, you know, it's hitting about 7:45 and she's like, sorry, I'm going to have to call it here. I've got to go to bed. I'm like, mate,
on
we
Monday
are so
I went
far
to bed at 7:57.
I'm proud of you, though. That means you're sleeping. But then what time are you waking up?
No, it's
up?
Not really. I'm just tag girl. I think it's the humidity as well. It's really
we're like messing with the hair.
But we're like 10:15 into like 50 minutes. I was like, I'd rather just the comms early. Let's not start the episode.
You know what I actually thought you were going to say?
Sure, what?
I thought you were going to get it. This is so embarrassing. I regret it. So you know how I'm in my Star Wars era?
Yes.
I stopped it one day. It's like we paused the show one day and I just turned to Matt. And I just went, do you want to be so great? I was like, I've been having like daydreams of just being able to have the Force and then throwing you up against the wall.
She'll tell me. She's like, sometimes I'll walk in the front door and she'll be like on the lounge. She puts her hand out to me and she's like,
and I'm like, don't
just get checking if it's working today. And I was like,
because just the idea of me coming home, like, how is work? Boosh!
I'd love for you to like act out and throw yourself against the wall.
We've
to
got
make
a lot to
good.
Unpack there.
Oh, it's so, but it just made me giggle.
Yeah. And that's all that matters.
And every now and then I'll just be like,
but actually, the whole working. Falling asleep during a show, that is always a hard thing, is when you start a show with somebody and then like you can't always coordinate. Like, Daniel and I watch heaps of shows together. So now he's away for like, he's been away for like a week. And I'm like, I don't know what to watch because I can't watch any ones that we were watching together. And then you start, it's a really tough thing.
Yeah, so she's going back to Love Island.
I know, that's because this is my nubbing in the background. I've gone back to like season 6 because I wanted to see Callum and Molly when they were together. If anyone was watching All Stars, you know what I mean. But I've gone like 10 years without watching Love Island. And then again, yeah, Danny went away. I was like, what's something that he wouldn't want to watch? Love Island.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
Continue. No, I just blanked as I was listening to you. Sorry. Okay, so my obstruction is visual. But you'll see why. So it is a known fact that I hate the dating apps and I really don't do them. But every now and then I'll check it for a lol and like a bit of – it's like a game.
A dabble.
Yeah. And I think it's – I'm not the only one, but Matthew, you would agree. The most compatible section
Maybe
of the dating
– we'll see.
The most compatible section of the dating app? Questionable.
Incredibly.
It's offensive and insulting. Shout out to Georgia the other day because she was like, I deleted it all because it's insulting. And this is what I got the other day. I'll put this online.
I cannot wait.
But if someone can just describe what – so this is Chris, and this is who I'm apparently most compatible with. All right, ready? It's a screen record.
Allegedly Chris.
Sorry. Wait. I'm having technical difficulties. Okay. All right, I'm just playing the video for everyone.
We like food. I'm just playing the video.
He's a foodie.
Oh, he really
he's
likes
a foodie.
Food.
He's
yep.
a foodie.
Wow. Yep.
He's
so a foodie. Just scrolling down. Yep.
He's a
it's
foodie.
Just food.
It's just
looks
pictures
like,
of food.
To be honest, it
is
looks
he
like
a
Tegan's.
Chef?
And I am most compatible with somebody. No, not even somebody. Food. And to be fair, as I sent it to Matt, I said, I mean, not wrong.
Story but, checks out.
But it's what? So funny. You see these things on TikTok. Like I saw one girl the other day and it's like when you move to Australia and it's like her Hinge and it's like all these like
oh
hot
God.
Guys on the yeah. beach, like abs, like Queensland kind of yeah. like surfy boys. And it's like, that's not, I
and
don't
the
think
TikTok
an accurate
comments
representation.
Like, girl, where are you?
Yeah, seriously. I think you've just made that up yourself.
So yeah, I'm insulted. Thanks, Hinge.
But wait, so did deleted. You like him?
Oh yeah, we're matched. We're actually, we've gone out 5 times.
On that.
Lots of good food.
I've had a friend who has a good theory, which is really demoralizing. But the thing that gives you like most compatible.
Yeah, what were you talking about? Yeah.
Wow, okay, sure. Yeah. But yeah. they're just pairing up all the loose ends. So the people who don't have matches are like, oh, you're compatible just to try and close up some of these ends. So you're like,
it
oh, these
to.
Are the other. I know, there must be that because these people aren't compatible with me.
Like what did they see in the profile of just food?
The burrata. The burrata true. And Maddie.
I wouldn't, yeah.
That's
I'd rather get with Barada than that guy. All right, Turner,
oh,
your obstruction.
Poor Chris.
My obstruction was on Tuesday, flying Orange. Our flight was delayed, classic. We kind of knew earlier, but we kind of didn't click. Obviously, brains after training, a bit foggy.
Yeah.
Went to check in, and she was like, no worries, you're boarding at 5. And I was like, okay, cool. She must have the time wrong because we're meant to be, like, landing at 5, whatever. So I just took the thing. Anyway, we've gone to go to our flat, and then we looked up at the board. We're like, yep, that's in an hour and a half. Like, we've been here already for an hour.
No,
so that was, like,
no.
2.5 away. But on the plus side, we did make the most of it. We went up to the wine selectors.
Ooh.
And did the free tastings.
That's brilliant.
Turns out, shout out to, I think it was Kathy from the wine selectors. She's actually the... what do you call it? President at Mascot, Netball.
Oh, stop it. Of course, was a Netball fan.
Oh,
so
how funny.
We tried a Netball and we drank wine while we waited for our
that
flight.
That is unreal.
A
that
great,
is
great
so
brand,
good.
Wine selectors.
Yes, very Australian. Australian.
Well done.
Get around it.
Thanks, Kathy.
Well done, Kathy, and well done, Mads. Gains?
Yes, gains.
My gains just that, like, it's Sam's wedding week. I think it's very exciting
yeah.
that she's, yeah, what, 2 more sleeps? Or I don't know, actually, when this comes out, she might already be married.
Yeah.
But yeah, very exciting for her. And it's been like a long sort of process. And
yes.
just to be able to get it done and walk down the aisle, it's very, very exciting.
Can't wait to see her dress.
I sorry know. To hear a speech.
Hey.
Oh.
No, that's actually another thing, though. So, like, we've been talking, like, it's funny, not funny, but, like, it's interesting to see, like, the differences between, like, Trinidadian, like, traditions in Australian. And I, like, asked her the other day, it's, like, the week of the wedding, being like, so, like, who's making speeches? And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, like, have you asked anyone to make speeches? And she goes, oh, it's an open floor. And I was like, what? She's like, in Trinidad, they just go like, oh, okay, for like, you know, from now on, or anyone that wants to get up and
it's
speak.
Like a speech battle.
But all I can think about is the bridesmaids, where they just keep, you know, the bridesmaids movie, where they keep going up and
yeah.
down, up and down, like keep competing with
like
each
Twilight?
Other.
Twilight, don't they have an open
I think they do, yeah.
Floor in, I mean, I'll ask Sophie Fawns.
oh, it's going to be so nice.
Yeah, we'll say one, yeah.
I can't wait for the recap next week. That's the whole first
stay
half
tuned.
Of this podcast.
Stay tuned. Trinidad wedding rights.
All right, Matthew, I'm going to say your perk. What are we calling this?
Gain.
Matthew,
gain.
Your
you've been
gain.
Doing so well.
Oh, you can't believe you stopped
I know.
That up.
Sorry.
Gain. So this week I purchased your birthday gift. That's a fun little game, but she doesn't know what it is and she won't know.
Oh.
Until her birthday.
No, her birthday was in February, but it was a belated thing where
I
said
think
to
that.
Her.
I was like, wait, are you getting in really early or are you getting in really late?
It was more of, I'm like, when are you free in July and August? So I had to get some dates for it. Anyway,
vague.
So
I like it.
It was a Thursday evening, like August 1st or something. I'm like, are you free? She's like, I think so.
Yeah, let me just check my August
so
calendar.
You've got something booked in for August.
It's a show
something
of some kind.
Happened.
It's a show or a concert or a performance of some kind.
It could be a
it is
tutorial.
Not Warren.
It could be Nala.
Oh my God, imagine it's a TED Talk.
Oh my God, now
it's
I can't like, TED can you talk. Tell us?
If you sent me to like a self-help
wait,
TED
are you,
Talk.
When are you telling her?
Yeah, I want to know.
Oh.
The night of.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. She knows it's you've got it in her diary, so she you don't actually need to tell her what's
going on. Someone highly strong and
her.
Not anxious.
You don't even
I'm
need to tell her.
No, let's just say just dress your best. And
so sweet, Matthew. Well done.
Well, better late than we never. We always talk about this though because like I got him tickets to a show last year, but it's always like one for you, one for me. It's like a present that's going to benefit
yeah,
me as
well.
Well,
that was even like for my birthday. I reckon it was my 30th. Like every present that I got was like mutually beneficial because it was like stuff for the house. It's like, no, this is not how it works.
It's like if I just sent you just to something on your own, like I dropped you off and went, bye.
I'd actually hate that.
We did that for one of my friends one year. We bought her like a florist and machine ticket, but like we just bought her one, so she had to go on her own. Sorry, Carly, we love you. She's still had a great time, but yeah, I don't know what where our thoughts far were out for that.
My gain, I only just realised this, 2 days ago marks 3 months until I go on a little trip. I know I've kind of mentioned this to you guys, yeah, but I haven't gone into it.
I don't remember yet. I remember you saying you'd book something. Yeah.
Yeah, so this was absolutely not on the cards. We did Italy last year.
Yeah, you haven't been away in ages. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. But poor, kind of in like a midlife crisis like a few weeks ago, and was like, oh my God, all my friends are moved and other friends are doing big world travels. I'm like, I've got nothing to look forward to this year. All my concerts were last year, blah, blah, blah. And then I was talking to my parents and they're doing a worldwide trip. They're for like first time now that my brother's like of age to like somewhat look after himself, which is still questionable. And so they were like, oh, meet us in London, because that's like my favorite place as well. And I was like, oh, would love to. I'm meeting them in London.
That is amazing.
Cool. So I've got a few days by myself. Then we go to Scotland for 6 days and then I'm back to London together.
That's so good. Yay. So,
I'm very excited. Like,
yeah, for her to be leaving.
3 weeks alone.
House to myself.
But yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm excited to just be there for myself for a bit. I'm going to see Book of Mormon.
Oh, so
maybe
good.
Another show. And visit the Harry Potter world for the third time.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I haven't been to Scotland. So anyone let me know what the go is there.
I've only been to Glasgow, but I can't tell you too much.
Okay.
I was there for netball.
We're doing Edinburgh and Glasgow. So.
Yeah, Edinburgh's meant to be amazing.
But yeah, fun.
Sounds actually, have you watched One Day? That's set in Edinburgh.
I have done One Day.
I did love One Day.
Yes. Anyway,
sorry. Moving on.
Maddie Turner. Oh, your gain.
I'm just sticking with the theme. Again, Orange, just great to get the country gals and be with them and like just really appreciative, and also cool to go to our Swift sponsor, Printy Wines. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them because they are the most lovely people ever. And their cellar door is amazing. And they're actually doing the wines and stuff for Sammy's wedding as well. So it's just like a very wholesome, very, like, so nice. Yeah.
And they're, like, they're the Swift family.
Yeah.
Their last name's Swift. Really, it's so cute. Nice.
Yeah, so it's a good little connected week to, like, kind of tap in there but also drink their wine on Saturdays.
Woo!
How good's a wine tour in Avenue?
So good.
Oh, God, I love a wine tour. Okay, Maddie.
My gain is my goal. I'm not going to talk about my book again because I'm sick of talking about that, even though I'm getting a little bit better. But my goal is, so Daniel today has just finished, like entered off season. So this is officially like his last day. So he's about to go to off season. My goal is to like not nag him for the first like week. Cause I do the whole thing where it's like, you know how we leave the house at like 6:37 a.m. Mm. And then I get home at 1 and I'm like, it's been 7 hours and you haven't even done anything and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my goal is to give him at least a week just to relax. And
off
then
days are off days.
Start nagging him after that.
That is Captain Off Day over there.
Fair. I know, and I do understand it because I appreciate they stand in the field for 8 hours. They need some time to rest, but yeah, we'll see how long it goes for.
And then he's going to the wedding.
He is going to the wedding. He's a groomsman actually in the wedding. So guys, you see lots of photos.
I need to rest up after
that. But actually, so that's our first wedding that we're ever going to be able to have gone to together because we've never been able to because they've been in each other's seasons and we're both in the wedding together. So there you go.
Happy. I actually really can't wait to hear about it. Can we live stream Saturday?
I actually think it might be. But anyway, to back home to Trinidad. Right. But I'll send you the link.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Anyone, we'll put it in the show notes.
Okay, Matthew, goal?
So some of the teams that I coach and touch footy at the school I'm at are in their semis this weekend. So would love some wins.
Oh, and some goals. Not goals, Matty. Proud. It's touch. How dare you?
Oh, sorry.
It fell flat. Yeah, it fell really so flat.
But that's the energy we want. That is the energy we want.
Sorry, I'm really tired.
No, so am I, obviously. I thought it was about soccer.
It would have worked otherwise. I was wondering why you went down that route.
It was actually, I only said footy, didn't I? I don't think I said
footy. No, you definitely said
touch. Okay, there we go. Cool.
But yeah, I still went to soccer.
I was trying to help.
You're like a soccer coach.
My goal this week is just to get back into some like new music. Because I've kind of been stuck in a bit of a rut at the moment. I've been doing... And I'm not ashamed of it. I've been doing a lot of soundtracks. Like just the instrumental.
Well, yeah. Oh.
No?
We've been doing musical Mondays.
In the gym. That's fun. Mm. That's fun. But I need to get back into that too. I'm just doing all this instrammental stuff right now. And
I do that when I do my
hang
notes,
on. When you say
honest.
Instrumental, so you're not listening to any words.
No. So like the Gladiator soundtrack,
like movie
Star
scores,
Wars.
Like Titanic score.
Yeah,
it's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Sarah Clare and I have great in-depth chats about it. But I've I've promised myself I want to try and get into Noah Kahan. I've done a couple of his Noah music. Kahn. I want to get, like, I've listened Zach to the Hozier album and I need to just do it more. I want to get more into Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, he's great.
I've done a couple more of his songs as well.
Go.
So
it's
I just
favorite.
Need to, like, Tennessee whiskey. I just want to focus. I just got to focus, but I'm not.
Music shouldn't be hard, though. You should just be able to embrace it.
It really should. But yeah, that's my goal. Maddie Turner, finish us off, girl.
All right. My goal is to finish another podcast, controversial, but it's like a newsy one. Don't worry. This is like a crime one. You will love it.
Oh, I thought you were like recording-wise.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sorry,
oh, my God. It took me a hot second.
Sorry, sorry. Sorry. Hang on.
Listening. It's called Sweet Bobby. It's like a catfishing one. And, like, ooh. I was driving today, episode 3, finishing that, and, like, my jaw dropped. Like, it was that good.
Is it Australian? I'm going to get onto it.
No.
Sweet Bobby.
English.
Oh, you have
ooh,
me English.
How much do you know about the person you love? Sweet Bobby is the number one chart-topping, award-winning investigative series.
No podcast. No six episodes.
No crime podcast has ever made me feel as shook as, what's that big one? Serial.
Oh, that one was good. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember just driving at night and being like, oh, my God, I'm freaked out. Oh. That was such a good podcast.
It's like,
that was
so what good. Can you remember? What did you do last Tuesday at 2 p.m.? Don't know.
I don't remember what I did yesterday at 2 p.m.
Sheesh. But Maddie Proud, you did remember one thing, though.
Perfect podcasts don't exist.